All right.
Hello.
Cool. Good to see you.
Excellent. Let's do this thing. We'll start in Child's Pose when you're ready. Take a few moments to place yourself here. Breathe in and breathe out. Know that you're breathing. On your next inhale, come on up to downward facing dog and take your time, and then take a pause. And feel your hand spread, fingers wide, not so wide it hurts, but wide enough that you feel the hands are really fully expanded. And bring your attention to your thumb and first finger knuckle, even just like the thumb and first finger, like the L shape of the hand, right? So at the L shape, plow that down forward and really feel where the thumb and the first finger meet your hand, those knuckles right there. That's the base that you're working from. As you then, everybody, give a little bend to your knees so you have some emphasis here. Pull your hips up and away from your hands. So the thumb and first finger knuckle, that L shape driving down and forward. And then you're just giving a little bend to your knees so you have more action to get the hips up and back. Then if you want to straighten, great. But that little bend of your knees gives you some mobility that allows you to feel the intent of this, which is that real pull upward, that ascension from the hand. Breath in. As you breathe out, bring your awareness to your pinky and ring fingertips. Press them outward. So as the inside of the hand presses down and forward, the ring and pinky, they're reaching, and you get a spreading of the upper back when you get in there. And press your feet into the mat and slightly out, mirroring that action. Breath in. Breath out. Ideally, every time we press in a down dog, we feel these actions. So the down dog is not a pose that is the pass-through for vinyasa, but you're activating in all these ways every time you get here. Remembering to do that is the practice, right? It's also one of the reasons we want to go a little more slowly in these things. We want to feel the full exhale. This is usually an exhale. Every time we're back to down dog, that end of the exhale, you're creating the emphasis of this pressing down and out and lifting up. You know, look to your hands. Walk forward into ragdoll. Have a few moments here to be off your hands. Also to feel your feet and to really dial in. Ball the big toe, ball the baby toe, and center of each heel. So the ball of the big toe is the ball of the foot where the big toe connects. Ball the baby toe, ball the baby foot where the baby toe connects. For some of us, we'll feel that right out at the edge. For some of us, that feels more like it's under that toe next to the baby toe. Whether you call that your ring toe or the no roast beef toe, whatever it is. That fourth toe there, or the baby toe, wherever you feel the ball of your foot kind of ending, wherever that point of the foot is, that presses down. And ball of big toe, ball of baby toe is what we use to communicate that. Then you also have the center of your heel, and that forms a tripod on each foot. In forward folds, like this one, little more weight in the ball of the foot than in the heel, but the heel is still really well anchored. You're not about to tip over. Just a little more weight forward to allow this forward action of the spine. And anytime we're bending forward, we're looking for that to really ground through the ball of the foot to allow more release. Let your hands go to the mat or to blocks. We're going to walk the feet together. Press your feet down and rise up to standing mountain pose. Elongate, decompress, anti-gravity here. And exhale, keep all that lift through the body. Just bring your hands to your heart. Samastiti. Have a moment for breath. And on an inhale, reach up, mountain pose. And exhale, fold forward. And breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, step back. High to low push-up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Press into it, feel all those actions. And look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold forward, a little more weight in the balls of the feet than in the heels so that you really release into this. Then we go again, sun A, inhale, reach up, mountain pose. Exhale, fold. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands. Low push-up, chaturanga. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Good. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Press into it. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Again, breathe in, reach up. Breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway. Plant your hands. Low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. One more round, sun A, inhale, reach up. And exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, low push-up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Pause here, breath in. Open your mouth, let it go. We're going to look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Press your feet down, breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold forward. We're going to sit the hips back, lift your chest. Utkatasana, chair pose, breathe here. Sit low with your exhale. Lift your chest with your inhale. As we exhale, chest to thighs, we'll bow forward. Then breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. When you breathe out, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. And breathe out, downward facing dog. We're going to take the right leg back and up behind three-legged dog. Bend the knee, draw it to your chest, and rock your whole plank forward. Step. Breathe in, reach up for crescent. When you exhale, press your feet into the floor and slowly sit deeper. Breathe in, lift your chest and reach. Breathe out, hands in and down. Step back, high to low push-up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Good. Breathe in, left leg, up and back behind. Breathe out, knee in, big step, low lunge. Breathe in, reach up. And breathe out, we're going to press into the feet and slowly bring the body deeper. Keep your hips low, legs strong as you lift your chest. And then hands in and down. Step back, high to low. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Good. Breathe out, down dog. Nicely done. Breathe in here. Breathe all the way out. Breathe in, take your right leg back and up again. Three-legged dog. Bend your knee, draw to your chest, rock forward. Big step on your center line. Back foot flat. Come up and around, warrior two. Exhale, hands to your hips. Look straight ahead like you would in a regular warrior two. Straight ahead could be anywhere. Could be straight to the side or straight to the front of the mat. But set a gaze point. And sit deeper in your legs. Lift your chest with your breath in. As you exhale, you're going to take your right arm inside the right leg. And just go with wrist right now so you can keep your chest way up. Then start to drop into the front thigh, tighten the back leg. Left arm up and over the ear in side angle pose. Breathe in. Press the arm to leg, leg to arm. Breathe out. Again, breathe in. Tighten the back leg, straighten knee, reach through the top arm. Then look to your mat, plant the hand, step back, high to low push-up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Breathe in, take your left leg back behind you, three-legged dog, and reach. Breathe out, bend the knee, draw it to your chest, rock forward, step on the center line of the mat. Back foot turns flat. You're up to warrior two. Set your gaze. Could be straight ahead of you, front wall, as usual. Or you could keep your gaze set to the side wall. Hands to hips, either way. I'm just going to keep your gaze set at one point. Sit deep in the legs. Lift up, lengthen. Be upright in your spine here. Just like you were sitting on a chair with good posture. Then we're going to take the left arm inside the front leg. We're just going to go to the wrist. So you keep your chest up as high as you possibly can while touching the leg here. Deepen into the front thigh, sit lower. So bring your body deeper by sitting in the legs. Right? The arm might then slide down a bit, totally fine, but you're deep in the legs. Right arm's gonna reach up at the angle, this side angle, from your back heel, fingertips, chest is still up, way up. Press the arm to the leg, leg to arm, there's no leaning downward. The legs are deep, but the pose action is up. On an exhale, hands to the mat, step back, high to low push-up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Breathe out, fold. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Breathe out, take eagle. You're going to wrap your right arm underneath. Wrap the right leg over top. Breathe here. Inhale, unwind and reach up, mountain pose. Elongate and left arm underneath. Left leg crosses over top. Breathe here. And inhale, unwind, and reach up. Exhale, bring hands to heart center, we'll pause. And bring right knee up, catch it, hug it in. Take the knee to the side, lift your chest. Look straight ahead, don't lose that gaze. Bring the knee back to center, don't lose the gaze. Swap hands, they can do it without you watching. Turn your chest to the side. Keep your gaze set. Right arm can extend back. Keep your eyes set, drishti yama. Right hand comes into the knee, hug it up. And then hands to heart center, pause. Foot to the mat, pause. Left knee up, gaze set. The drishti yama, the restraint of the gaze. Total discipline here to keep your eyes set. But if you can stay that disciplined, it will help your balance. Left knee to the side. And left knee to point forward. Keep your gaze set. Right hand takes the knee, left arm, or turn to the left first. Keep the gaze. Left arm extends back. And bring it back to center, hug the knee up. Foot to the mat, hands to heart, pause. Pause, look straight ahead, keep the gaze. Practice keeping the gaze. Especially when you have a screen in front of you, it's very hard to keep the gaze up. Standing, breathing, there's nowhere to look. Breathe in, reach up. And breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, low push-up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Breathe in, take your right leg back and up behind you, three-legged dog. You're gonna bend the knee, draw it into your chest, have a big step, low lunge. Straighten the front leg pyramid and bow over, bow inside the front leg. And rock forward, low lunge, back knee down, we're gonna twist. Rotate your chest toward the inside of the right thigh. Stack shoulder over shoulder. You might bend the back knee, you might reach back, catch the floor. Breathe here. You've got the foot, a slow dissolve of that grip and back to center into the lunge. We're gonna step back, high to low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Breathe in, left leg backing up behind. Bend the knee, draw it close to your chest. Come forward like it's a plank, then step. Straighten the front leg for pyramid. You can have your back heel down, you got your back heel up. You can have your front foot planted, you can have your front heel, front foot up. We're going to bow inside the legs. We'll let the head go. Breathe. On an inhale, come on forward, low lunge, back knee down, and a twist, left hand to left thigh. Turn your chest toward the inside of the left leg. Keep doing that. Right, left to its own devices, chest will start turning back toward the mat. Press into your right hand, press into your left foot. Keep yourself rotating, and then catch the foot if you like. Same thing here, keep the twist action going, because when it gets, when it checks out, like the mind checks out, chest wants to rotate forward. It's gonna just bake that in. Head in line with your spine, breathe in. Undo it. Back to center, low lunge, plant the hands, step back, high to low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. We're going to come forward to a high plank. Press the floor, lower down slowly all the way to the mat. You inhale, locust, any variation you like. So it could be hands at your sides for that hand stretch where the fingers point forward. You could lace the hands behind. Either way, squeeze your shoulder blades in towards center of your back. Pull the shoulder blades down toward your waist. Squeeze your legs, particularly glute muscles, hamstring muscles, calf muscles. Everything lifts together. Breathe in. Slow release, breathe. Hands underneath your elbows. Press up, hands and knees. Tuck your toes. Down dog. Look through your hands. Walk or lightly hop to seated. Come on down to your back. Hug your knees into your chest. We're going to take belly twisting pose. So you've got arms out to the sides, knees side to side. Back at center after your next round. Give the knees a good hug in. Then one knee in each hand. And spin around. Clockwise, counterclockwise. Good. Bring both knees in towards your chest. Nose to knees, knees to nose. We're going to rock up to seated. We're going to take a seated forward fold with legs crossed. So right leg in front of left. Lift up. We're going to bow forward. And on an inhale, come on up to seated, swap legs. Lift up, about forward. One more breath here. And on an inhale, come on up to seated. You've got a yoga wicker block. Grab it. We're going to come down to your back. Hips on a block. You can put that on its lowest side, underneath your hips, five level, your sacrum, extend the legs up. If you prefer, you could go to a wall and put legs up, or put legs at the side of your bed or a couch. A few moments here, allowing the legs to drain a little bit. The blood flow back to the heart, getting easier from the feet. Breathe in and out. Enjoy a little time that's kind of upside down, out of the ordinary. There's less doing here and more being done unto. Slowly make your way down, feet to the floor, pause, feel the feet on the mat, lift your hips, slide the block out of the way. Make your way to Shavasana with any finishing movement or postures you like. Enjoy the rest. When you feel ready to move again, start with wiggling your fingers and your toes. Roll to your right side. And make your way up to seated. Come to seated. Oh, big breath in. Bring your shoulders up to your ears. Long, slow breath out. Slide the shoulder blades down your back. And bring hands together at heart center. Thumbs to forehead center. Really great, y'all. Thank you for being here. Namaste. Very cool. Well done. See you soon.
That's all for today, y'all. Thanks so much for joining us. We'd love to see you in the studio or on Zoom. If you'd like to join us for live classes, check out our website, threedogyoga.com, for more information. Until then, make it a great day.